Hi, my name is Fred Allen Wolf, and I'm going to tell you a few things about yourself. Maybe these are things you would like to know about yourself, and maybe there are things that may scare you a little bit when you find out what it is I'm talking about. Because you see, what we're looking at here is something that transcends our normal way of thinking. And whenever we do that, we get in trouble. And what we're talking about here is something about creation itself. And who is responsible for all of this thing we call creation itself? In other words, who is the real creator of everything that is? Now, we all have various ideas about who that reality creator is or who created everything, who is the real source of everything. And some say, it's God. God must have done it. Or some say, no. It's the laws of science. It's the laws of physics. That's what's created reality. And if we just learn how those laws work, we will see that you don't need God, you don't need anything like that in the universe. Well, which is true? Did God create the universe? Or is it just a question of following the laws of physics to get creation going? But even more so, even more mundane, even more down earth, here you are, you. What do you got to do with all that? Something created you? Or maybe you have more power to create than you think. This series is going to talk about meeting the real creator, who I'm going to tell you is yourself, you. And we're going to see how I can make such an outrageous claim as that when we're fighting against God and we're fighting against the laws of physics. How can it be possible that you are the source and the creator of all that is? This is going to be in 4 sessions. And the first part is called Riding Your Spiritual Elephant. That's a very strange title, but we're going to find out what that all means and how that has relationship to how it is you can create reality. The second part has to do with something I think you already know. Heaven and hell. Are these real, heaven and hell? Or are we the source of heaven and hell? We're going to talk about quantum heaven and quantum hell. Oh, for those of you that don't understand where the quantum comes in, well, call me Dr. Quantum if you will, but I am a quantum physicist, and my interest really is how does reality come into being? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what quantum physics says about heaven and hell and how that relates to you. The third part deals with something we all feel, we all sense we have, but we'd like to get better acquainted with it. It's called your soul. I call this part me and my soul. And if you have one, why doesn't it do something? That's the question we're going to look at. What is your soul in relationship to yourself? And finally, we're going to conclude with the big enchilada of all, do I create my reality? How you... And wait a minute, what about those other guys out there? How you and those other guys out there are creating reality, but if they're creating reality, maybe they're creating reality that keeps me out of creating reality. I'm just a victim and all. How you may not just be what you think you are, but how you may be connected to all those others out there. And maybe there is a hidden underground that if we can get access to, we will see how it is that yourself even comes into view, and how it is, maybe from a quantum physics point of view, why there are so many different aspects of you out there that we call different folks who like different strokes. We're going to find out what those strokes are that you like. So that's it. That's the series, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to begin with your spiritual elephant. What would be the benefit of finding out that you have a spiritual elephant riding around inside of you? That is you, your essential core. Why not just be your same old self? What can you gain by this? Well, let me tell you what you gain. What you get is a new you. And you get to have the same things you got right now, but they're going to taste different. They're going to smell different. They're going to look different. You're going to feel different about yourself. You're going to change. You're going to transform. And as a result of that, life is going to take on a different feeling for you, a different essence. The whole point of this is to make your life more than you might presently think it is. By learning how to have a better relationship with your spiritual elephant, the elephant that's guiding you, you actually will find life taking on a glorious glow that will surprise you. And I'm not just talking here, you know, airy-fairy stuff. I'm saying that life is going to become enjoyable because life is meant to be enjoyable. And the only reason it may not be enjoyable is you've taken on too much the responsibility of being who you said you are. And I thought, in order to tell you a little bit about your spiritual elephant, I would tell you a little story.